Hello, my name is Peter Salby. I've been an English teacher all my working life. I've loved every aspect of it, and especially teaching prescribed literature. When I read aloud to my classes, whether it was a poem or passages from Macbeth or a novel, my aim was always to make the sense so utterly clear that no explanation was necessary. I'll try to illustrate this in the first sample that follows. Over the past 20 years, I've narrated about 30 titles for tape aids for the blind, both non-fiction and fiction. The fiction has been set in England or the United States or elsewhere, and I like to think I have a good ear for a variety of English accents, but I'd be most interested to narrate South African fiction. I have a background in phonetics. I pronounce African language names and words correctly. I'm fluent in Afrikaans, and I'm familiar with the different accents of South Africans speaking English as their first or second language. I would try to give each of your characters the accent and personality that you have in mind. My first sample is an extract from Bash Chelik in A Book of Goblins by Alan Garner. The room inside was a dungeon of stifled air, and in the middle of the floor was a fountain of pure water which ran through a golden pipe into a golden basin, and near it a golden cup, rich in jewels and silverwork. But there was more in the dungeon. A man stood against the wall. His legs were bound in iron bands up to his knees, and his arms were bound in iron. And in each corner of the room there were chains fastened about oak beams, and each chain ran to an iron collar about the man's neck, so that he could not move any part of him. His hair and beard hid his face, and lay in the slime about his feet. The prince thought that he must have been dead for centuries, but then he heard a whisper, "Come to me, do me a deed." The prince parted the hair over the man's face, and two eyes looked at him in the light. "Give me water," said the man, "and I shall give you a life." My second sample is from A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. Not only have you been lucky enough to be attached since time immemorial to a favoured evolutionary line, but you have also been extremely, make that miraculously, fortunate in your personal ancestry. Consider the fact that for 3.8 billion years, a period of time older than the Earth's mountains and rivers and oceans, every one of your forebears on both sides has been attractive enough to find a mate, healthy enough to reproduce, and sufficiently blessed by fate and circumstances to live long enough to do so. Not one of your pertinent ancestors was squashed, devoured, drowned, starved, stuck fast, untimely wounded, or otherwise deflected from its life's quest of delivering a tiny charge of genetic material to the right partner at the right moment to perpetuate the only possible sequence of hereditary combinations that could result, eventually, astoundingly, and all too briefly, in you. On Chethel Beach by Ian McEwan. They were young, educated, and both virgins on this their wedding night, and they lived in a time when a conversation about sexual difficulties was plainly impossible. But it is never easy. They had just sat down to supper in a tiny sitting room on the first floor of a Georgian inn. In the next room, visible through the open door, was a four-poster bed, rather narrow, whose bed cover was pure white and stretched startlingly smooth as though by no human hand. Edward did not mention that he had never stayed in a hotel before, whereas Florence, after many trips as a child with her father, was an old hand. Superficially, they were in fine spirits. Their wedding at St. Mary's, Oxford, had gone well. The service was decorous, the reception jolly, the send-off from school and college friends raucous and uplifting. Her parents had not condescended to his, as they had feared, and his mother had not significantly misbehaved or completely forgotten the purpose of the occasion. My name is Peter Southey. I look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook.